The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. If you've ever walked along the rocky coast of the Pacific Northwest, you know how iconic the sea stars are to that ecosystem. Unfortunately, now a mysterious disease that is turning sea stars to goo has taken off along the Oregon coast, with up to half of the creatures being infected. And the terrible part is that just a few months ago, less than 1% of the purple ochre sea stars living along Oregon's intertidal zones were affected by the wasting disease. Sea star wasting syndrome causes a sea star's body to disintegrate, turn to goo, and ultimately leads to death. The current outbreak of sea star wasting syndrome was first reported in 2013 along the coast of Washington. Since that report, die-offs have been documented everywhere from California to Alaska. So wasting has been known for a long time, but usually it's very localized to a single site or single region. Usually the chances for recovery are high since the plankton or floating forms of the sea stars from healthy nearby populations can recolonize those areas that were hit. The thing is worrisome now that it's happening pretty much all along the West Coast, all the way up to Alaska.
The 90-Second Naturalist is brought to you by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business at the University of Cincinnati. GrowYourFamilyBusiness.com.